Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I have an observation to make.
Okay.
That having listened to the Should Discourse over the last 2 days now,
yeah,
I think it is obvious who is approached the Shador situation with a clear and open mind, and who has not. And I think if we started doing the Venn diagram of guys who at some point made a decision on Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. and then let's just say no amount of information was ever going to change that opinion,
yeah.
that Baker was never going to be any good, he was the problem, you shouldn't pay him, that I think if you kind of laid the Venn diagram up over the same thing with Shador, I don't think it's a mistake that the same guys who ran Baker Mayfield out of here in the Cleveland media really seem to be the guys who've already made up their decision on Shador Sanders. I don't want to say groupthink, but I just think it's interesting that you and I, in different moments, have made comparisons between the Baker saga, who Baker was, why he got a hard time right. in this town, and Shador. And now this is coming to fruition in real time, that there is a clear and obvious bias against Shador. And I think if you just kind of pay attention, you can tell the people who are not evaluating Shador the player and are instead evaluating the noise that comes with Shador and allowing that to be their prevalent opinion on the young man.
All right, so I'm trying to find the through line here. I agree with the sentiment.
I can't say names, but I will say names.
I'm trying to find the through line. Like, what is it that would connect both of the dots? Because I can make an argument that this does work both ways in many respects. The idea that for someone like myself that really loved Baker Mayfield, I don't think it's an accident that I also loved Shador Sanders early on, and we've gone through that for months for why those two things add up. And so maybe, is it the same thing that I love Baker in, that I also love Shador in, those qualities that exist between the two, is that also the same things that are inherently just turning these guys off?
Yeah, I think so. I think it doesn't walk, talk, and act like an NFL quarterback, and that becomes bothersome to people when then a fan base of that guy defends him to the hilt.
Because we do all have our preferences in life, right? Like, that's part of the beauty of life. I do find it interesting, though, that if you asked a lot of Baker fans also are Shador fans, and then a lot of the people that didn't like Baker also didn't like Shador, and I think the common line through that are some of the intangibles that are even away from the football field. That's what I find interesting.
Well, I just think that I would say the difference is Baker did it to himself. Like, for all the things, and you and I are both Baker bros, that is on the record. You can find the tweets. It's really not that hard to see who really liked Baker in town and who didn't really like Baker. And by the way, I was not in town at the time, so we can't go back to audio of it because I wasn't on the air here.
Got audio of me, and I'll tell you that much. It's got to exist somewhere.
And the Baker bros remember.
Me telling Adam that that Baker Mayfield versus Patrick Mahomes is going to be our generation's Manning versus Brady.
There's still time for that.
That exists somewhere.
There's still time for that. But I do think, like, Baker's actions, Baker's little squabbles with media members, like, all of those things were the things that Baker did. What's crazy about Shador is this kid isn't doing anything other than focusing on football. It's accusations of somebody's sister or aunt coming after him. It's people in who work in the media getting frustrated that there's half of social media coming after them for their opinions on Shador, which I would like to remind everyone has nothing to do with Shador. And I hear a lot of people not basing their opinions off Shador, off of football. And I find that to be, and like,
or even the ones that are on football are done so in such a dishonest fashion that it makes you kind of just scratch your head and say, what are you doing?
You mean talking about padding a ball?
not only padding the ball, even like the whole EPA discussion, which is just, I mean, go to anybody with advanced analytics, like the people that actually understand EPA and what's going on. It's a very flawed stat. It is not a perfect stat by any measurement, and it's not even really a good measurement. Here's the other part of this. They're using EPA wrong. They're telling you that EPA is some sort of catch-all that does everything and registers offensive linemen and wide receivers and does all this into play when it doesn't. All it does is take you through historical data and put you at one play, and then after that play happens, in a play that could hit a wide receiver right in the chest and bounce off, that play then looks worse as far as EPA for dropback is, and it's just like you're just doing this wrong. You're not doing this in a intellectually honest way, but you're pretending like you are.
Yeah, and I also think like there's what the tape says and there's what the box score says, and I think it's very convenient if your analysis of Shador is based on how many touchdowns interceptions he has instead of the way he's actually playing. And I would also submit anyone right now in the Cleveland media acting and going back in time with their little DeLorean saying that Dillon Gabriel was somehow better than Shador Sanders, it's fine. You're clearly playing at an angle. You're allowing the distance of time that we haven't watched Dillon Gabriel continuously. I almost said something. I'm not going to say it. Continuously
What'd you almost say?
Not throw beyond the sticks or the line of scrimmage on every single play. I think people are using a lot of smoke and mirrors tricks to act as if Shador Sanders has been a massive failure. And again, I don't think he's been oh my God, it's the most successful thing I've ever seen.
Right.
But I think we have one side of the Shador conversation arguing with supporters and extremists and not having the actual conversation. How does he look on film? And if you actually watch the film, and I can't believe I'm being the guy to say this now three times in 2 weeks, Shador's holding his own at this level. Whether you want to call it serviceable or holding his own or, you know, he's not the reason they're losing, whatever you want to say, that is the truth of this situation. And we have football guys saying it.
Well, yeah. And so here's what I find interesting. And this is what I think is going to eventually end up happening within this conversation. If we can start the convo at the idea that a lot of Baker fans are Shador fans and the two of them kind of exist, while the anti-Baker people are also the anti-Shador fans, we're going to have the same convo that ultimately got Baker out of town. And if the same people are in charge of that convo, you would think then they would also move in the same direction that they once did. And so that's the worrisome part of this. And that's why I think people like myself, when we talk about Shador and we talk about this and we're trying to use Baker as an example, it's like, you guys gave up on a guy way too early. You want to be the guys that give up on a guy on a guy again early again too? Is that who you want to be in this? If that's who you want to be, okay, then you're admitting you're never learning from any past mistakes, and you just immediately throw people away the moment that you think they're not all of a sudden a top five quarterback until the end of time. You want to do that? Go ahead and do it. But ultimately, I think that's where the Shador fan is going to get louder and louder, pointing to what happened with Baker.
I haven't crowned Shador off of five starts, but I haven't written him off either. And I think that's really telling. That this week, and again, I thought he was serviceable against the Bills. To try and use the Bills game where they were in it, and if not for a missed Andre Schmidt.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Field goal kick, if not for making James Cook look like the Honestly, Barry Sanders in 1994 for one half for the Browns defense. I think the Browns actually do end up winning that game. Like, you can't say he's the reason, even top three, that he's the reason they lost. But, like, I think it's Aaron on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat saying, Shador is average. Okay, now apply the proper context. If you think he's average, that's fine. If that's I've said serviceable. Well,
and also apply that for right now relative to where he could be next year.
Well, exactly. He's that as a rookie. He's that with a first-time signal caller. He's that getting his opportunity after the team was basically eliminated from playoff coverage. He's that without an offensive line. And guys, the offensive line was bad for Dylan Gabriel. It's completely non-functional now. This is not an NFL offensive line that Shador's playing in front of. Jerry Jeudy can't catch a freaking cold.
No, this Sunday, you're going to have one starter on the offensive line from week one. You're going to, so it's basically a whole offensive line of backups, the worst wide receiver core in the entire NFL, a backup running back, and then also, if Njoku stays out, one out of two tight ends are legitimate starters, and that's it. Like, think about how that's a damaged team.
That's
a damaged team.
I think, and I've been conflated with being a supporter. I've been conflated with being a Shahader at different times. The reality is, I think for you being a supporter, you've been very open to when Shador has not played well.
Yeah.
I think for somebody who's been Switzerland, I've tried to be as down the middle as we possibly can. But I do feel like this week specifically, off a game which I thought it was fine, but not great nor awful, I think it's pretty telling that there are people who want to put the Shador thing to bed. And I'm here to tell you, guys, it's because they don't want to deal with supporters. It's not because they don't think Shador can play. Because if they actually watch what the kid is putting on tape, there's something there. Is it a top 10 quarterback? I don't know. I don't know how you can know. But I don't know how you watch what you've seen over the last five starts and think, man, if we improve the context, give him a full year to get better, at the very least, could he be a guy that is the bridge quarterback to stabilize this thing for the next 3 to 5 to 7 years and allow us just to win some games and change the culture for good?
I find it interesting because now as we're going through this whole discussion, I'm like, wait a second. If Barry and Stefanski were the guys that didn't believe in him and thought that Baker wasn't going to be good enough and couldn't get to another ceiling, they will be the first ones to hit the eject button on something like this. That's not a good thought, by the way. Like, this exercise has not helped my belief that the Browns will get this right for 2026.
No, you just keep giving them quarterbacks.
This has not helped me.
By quarterback 45.
This has not helped.
Once they've had the number of quarterbacks that the Browns have had since 1999 until they came in here.
If we were describing the front office at that time, were they Baker bros or were they non-Baker bros? They were in the non-Baker bro category as evidenced by what they did.
The good news is I think the GM is really a big fan of Shador. I think so too,
but he was also right there alongside the thinking 4 years ago. And so that's why, like, did he learn? Did he evolve? Is he trying to use Shador to rewrite some of his past mistakes where maybe he thought he gave up on a quarterback too soon? For that, I would tip of the cap and say good for you for trying to evolve and learn. Doesn't feel like a lot of the media people that were in that same line of thinking 4 years ago have evolved and learned, though.
Well, but Baker wasn't nice to them. 216-474-0092. Did giving up on Baker influence you with the Shador conversation? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. The Peterlin pass at 3:40. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at about 3 o'clock as well today. John Fanta at 4:20. He'll bring good tidings. Give us some Shador talk, some Browns leadership talk. Albert Breer at 5:20. Lance Reisland at 6. It is the go-home Christmas edition of Afternoon Drive at 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If you're on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, hit like, hit subscribe.
Drop those corns.
We love to be liked, and we like corn on this show.
Get those corn emojis dropping.
The band, the food, corns of all variety. Did giving up on Baker influence people with the Shador conversation and Shador's last stand and Dylan derangement in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.